Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But the big news happening NFL related, of course, it certainly has a connection to the Baltimore Ravens, Vinny, was yesterday's news that Zach Orr, who retired in January, press conference at Owings Mills, announced on NFL Network's Good Morning Football that he's coming back, visiting Detroit today. Ravens, as we've talked about, Vinny, had a gaping hole inside linebacker. Zach Orr, 130-plus tackles, now gone. Here to talk to us about this miraculous turn of events, agent Rob Sheets and Zach Orr's father, Terry Orr, who you remember from his days playing down the road in D.C. with the Washington Redskins. Gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right,
thanks for having us.
All right, we'll start with the agent, Rob Sheets. And Rob, this story, as we talked about, looked like it had a sad, disappointing ending to Zach's career in January and then had this glorious rebirth, if you will, yesterday. Please take us from point A to point B and where we went from there in January to where we are now.
Well, myself, Zach, and Terry were in the doctor's office when we received the news. Interestingly, simultaneously, while we were waiting for the doctor, we got text that Zach had been voted all pro. That coincided within 20 minutes of each other. Wow. So it was a really dramatic up and down day. The air was let out of the room when we got the word, and there were a lot of tears that were shed on the way to the vehicles. But at the time, it was very definitive in our minds. And the press conference was held. And then when you fast forward, Zach went on to have his shoulder operated on. His shoulder was a lot worse than what anyone had thought. And that was about an 8 to 10 week rehabilitation. Towards the end of that rehab, Zach had a chance encounter with Seth Russell. Seth being the quarterback at Baylor, he had a spinal issue himself, and knew who Zach was, mentioned that his older brother worked with a spinal specialist in West Virginia, and said, you might want to go see him. He's done a lot of good things for me. Went up to go visit that doctor, and I can't give you medical terminology, but layman's terms, the doctor said, I don't understand what the problem with the C1 is. You're fine there. It's the herniated discs. And herniated discs, they just need rest. And they recovered, went back into place. At that point, Zach was ready to go. I've been holding him back for 2 months. We needed more information. We needed a lot more validation than just one person. And over the last 2 months, we've received that. And that's what led to yesterday.
So he played, you retired basically from the Ravens. When did you contact the Ravens? And why wouldn't you, you know, because I heard Zach say that, you know, the Ravens would be the place I'd want to go back to. So why wouldn't you just call Ozzie up and say, Ozzie, I got great news. You know, we'd like to try to come back. Can we get something worked out?
There's been a lot of communication that's been going on. I don't want to get too deep into why we this and why we didn't do that.
That's fine.
But there are a lot of variables that the Ravens are having to deal with. The only thing I really feel comfortable commenting on with the Ravens is they're right now, today, there's a lot of internal consternation. There's battles going on, one side of the line arguing, fighting to get Zach Orr back, and another line saying it's just not going to happen, we need to move on. And I'll tell you this, I'm not opposed to going back to Baltimore, but we're very open-minded to whatever the future holds.
So, Terry, how about as a father, and you played former pro player, when you heard about, you know, that it could be life-threatening. All right, if you hear that, and then the doctor says, well, it's okay, but in the back of your mind, it's still got to be okay. If it's life-threatening, I don't know if my son's going on a field.
Well, for me, I think it's one of those deals that, you know, I was talking yesterday, that I don't feel any more you know, anxiety or whatever term you want to use than any game when any of my boys are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly because, you know, this is where the Ravens said, go see this guy. So we went and saw him, and it was just kind of a shock. And then after, you know, there really wasn't any move to say, hey, let's go get some second, third, fourth opinions. It just kind of took the air out of you.
Right.
And it was just something we didn't do. We just never thought about it or even said, okay, well, that's it. And then after talking with some other people, not saying this doctor was wrong, but hearing things from other people, and other doctors rather. And so Zach, we went and checked it out, sent his stuff around. It's been, you know, the different people around the country. And so it's kind of one of those deals that, okay, yeah, that's what this person said, but, you know, and it was the first thing you heard. So I think one of the misnomers is if they'd have sent us to one of these other doctors, we wouldn't even be sitting here talking about this.
Right. And you know, what's kind of amazing to me, Rob and Terry, is that, okay, if you're sitting there as the Ravens and you get this other information, okay, let me give him another MRI to see the improvements that he made so we can compare the MRIs instead of just saying that, no, we're not interested.
Let me be very clear. This really, we can do a lot of conjecture and hindsight's 20/20.
Right.
What got us to today is two bullet points for me. I told Zach when he broached this with me, very clear, almost verbatim, Zach, we're not getting past the Monopoly go on the Monopoly board until you tell me mom and dad are on board. And mom and dad were okay given the information we'd received.
Okay.
Then it moved to talking to doctors. What is the probability? Is the probability, not the possibility. The possibility for any of the 1,800 kids that are playing in the NFL is equal to sustain any sort of traumatic injury. But does Zach Orr have an increased probability of injury? And we got back from multiple people, no. Now, in the medical industry, it's very subjective. The Ravens have failed him on his physical. If that's not known, that needs to be known.
Right.
I don't think that's going to change. Not to say that if they called me today, right now, I'd be happy to go back up there and go through this again. But he can be on a plane the next day and go visit any of the other 31 teams, and they could pass him.
Rob Sheets, I'm sorry.
Subjective.
Rob Sheets, agent for Zach Orr and Terry Orr, Zach's dad, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Zach is coming back to play in the National Football League. Now, we heard the reports yesterday visiting the Lions. What other visits might you guys have lined up at this time?
I don't want to comment on teams, but I can tell you from the moment Zach went on the air, the first call took place 20 minutes later. The calls did not stop for 13, 14 hours. We've spoken to 15 teams. Of those 15, he's got another visit tomorrow and three tentatively scheduled for next week. But I don't want to get, because of communication with a few of those clubs, I don't want to get into who they are. But in essence, about half the NFL is curious to, quote, get their hands on him and do their own research, their own due diligence.
Okay, Rob, Terry, what happens if he's in Detroit today and they fail him on a physical?
Well, I think that's one of the things that of even for Zachary coming back and saying, hey, I've gotten word from other people that, you know, I can play football. So, and if they fail him, they fail him. He's prepared for that. I mean, that's the big thing that is out there. If he knows he can't play if nobody passes him.
Right.
So, he understands that.
One more important factor that the fan base needs to understand. There are a number – look, I won't name names, but there are a number of players, a high number of players that fail physicals every year that are playing in the NFL.
Oh, no question. It only takes one. And Terry, let me ask you this as a parent – as a dad, say he goes to seven teams, six fail him, one pass him, then what's your opinion as a dad? Like, should he play, shouldn't he play?
Well, I don't really know if that changes because it's also like I've told Zachary, it was the same thing coming out undrafted. I said, you just need one team to call you. So there's guys, and even when I played, there were guys who, let's say they were at Washington, and Washington failed them, and they went to another team, they checked their knee out, hey, we've passed you. So I don't know if that really affects me that much from there, because everything is subjective, mainly because of the situation that we're in right now. I mean, we were just sitting around and totally fine, but like I said, if the Ravens would have sent us to a different specialist and he'd have said, hey, you're okay, right, here's what it is, you know, that, like I said, we wouldn't even be sitting here talking about this.
Now, Rob, looking at contracts, he's got all these teams and there's nothing better to have than leverage. Is it going to be probably, I would anticipate a lot of one-year deals because people want to see if he's healthy. And that may be the best thing for you because you can go out and show that he's healthy and then hit it big after that.
Were the communication that was over 14 hours yesterday with 15 teams, there were only two that broached the subject of money, okay? And my response to them at that time was, we're not closing any doors and we're open to just about anything in the way of discussion. But let me go backwards just a bit because I think it's important for people to know. Zach Orr is not the only person that's playing football or attempting to play football with this condition. We've, through a lot of research, have identified other kids that are currently playing football today. No side effects, no problems. And when I spoke to one doctor in particular, and I told him through my independent research, I've identified two. His response, quote, I'm sure there are a lot more than that.
I'm sure there is too, just like with concussions and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, same type of thing. Now, what will come down to, is it going to be money, opportunity? What is it going to come down to by which team? Say he passes all these physicals, he can go wherever he wants. What will it come down to his decision?
A big thing that's come up through communication with a few GMs is where scheme and where they're going to be playing him. Zach has always been suited to play inside, and obviously by byproduct of being voted All-Pro last year, he's more than suited and very, very good at that skill set. But we believe, I'm just a dumb agent, but we believe collectively, I think Terry will echo this sentiment. That
what, that you're a dumb agent?
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling that all the time. I go, what do you know? What do you know, Rob? Yeah.
That Zach's skill set, really, he can be more of a playmaker playing Will. Uh-huh. And there are two or three clubs that confirmed not only my assessment, but that was their vision for him, is playing him as a Will. And byproduct of going outside as opposed to inside, the concern decreases for me because of the trauma and the position. It doesn't eliminate it, but it does shrink it down just a bit.
Now, Rob, if, say, Steve Bisciotti or Ozzie called you after this interview and say, we would like to give him an MRI, bring him back, we want to get him back in a fold, what would your answer be to Steve Bisciotti or Ozzie or whoever called you from the Ravens?
Pretty much the same with the other 15 clubs. We're open and willing to accommodate anybody and everybody. Just bear with me because there are a lot of moving parts. I've got during those 15 calls yesterday, just to quantify that, two calls came from Mexico, one from Cabo, one from Cancun. A third call came to me from, are you ready for this? Venice, Italy. Mm. He called five times yesterday.
The Pope? It is divine intervention after all, yeah, isn't it?
So, Rob, before we have to let you guys go, is there anything that you guys want to say? Terry, Rob, you know, that you want to get off your chest, go right ahead.
Well, I just kind of want to say, from the standpoint, you know, Zachary and us as a family appreciated everyone's prayers and continued prayers. And I think one of the bigger things that's out there, which is kind of interesting, is that the whole falling into being a free agent and things like that was just something that just happened. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it's funny to hear people saying, oh, well, they manipulated the CBA or all that stuff. And I go, people don't even know that this was the case. You know, it was kind of one of those things that Rob came back and said, well, when, you know, during this process and said, you know, if you come back, you know, you're going to be a free agent. And we were just, what are you talking about? So, you know, it's kind of one of those things that it just happened. And you know, Zachary just wants to play football. That's his
and understand, loves
football. He just wants to play football.
I didn't even know if Zach had filed the paperwork or not. I had to call Zach and inquire about that. And Terry can confirm that. So this circumvention, this, you know, trying to manipulate, anybody that knows an ounce about the young man knows that that's the furthest thing from the truth. And I guarantee you there's not a person within the Ravens organization that truly knows Zach Ward, the man, can attest to that and verify that. He's not trying to do anything tricked up. And I'm not smart enough to be able to do that.
Rob Sheets, agent for Zach Orr, and his two-time Super Bowl champion, Father Terry Orr, here on Vinny and Haney 105.7 The Fan. Gentlemen, we appreciate your time. I know you got busy stuff happening here. Who knows, maybe we'll have a touching reunion in Owings Mills in the next couple of weeks. It's a crazy world out there.
Hey, good luck. Good luck to Zach because, hey, Terry, let me just, and Rob, let me just say this. I loved watching him play. 132 tackles, 3 interceptions. The guy was spectacular. You guys both deserve a lot of credit.
He's doing a great job. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great holiday.
All right, you guys, too. Thanks.
Thank you. As Rob Sheets, agent for Zach Orr and his dad, Terry Orr, here on Vinny and Haney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.